Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers. And that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
I've met a lot of strange people in my travels away from San Francisco. Little did I realize that right here in my own hotel, I would meet the most unusual of them all.
Buck Benny, the two-fisted, quick-triggered marksman who shoots from the hip and never misses.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of Gunsmoke and Have Gun Will Travel. Tonight's episode is a special episode of Gunsmoke. This episode aired the same night as the very first episode of Gunsmoke on television aired. And William Conrad will come on and explain that there's going to have the episode on TV, which is kind of cool. And he'll mention that John Wayne is going to be introducing the television show. And John Wayne did come out and introduce the very first episode of Gunsmoke. And we'll go ahead after this intro and play that John Wayne opening to the very first episode of Gunsmoke. I think it's interesting because this radio series had only been on the air for now about 3 years when it went to television. And when it went to television, it was one of the biggest things in television, along with I Love Lucy and Perry Mason. And those shows are all three still watched today. Now, it did take a couple seasons for it to get ultra popular, to get to the very top. I believe it was the number one show for 5 years. But that, of course, is a couple years down the road. But anyway, I hope you're going to enjoy tonight's episode, the great sounding episode of Gunsmoke. And if you get a chance to watch that very first episode of Gunsmoke, it's a fun episode to watch. And it's called Matt Gets It. It's been done on radio, but certainly it's fun to see it done on television. Without further ado, here is Gunsmoke, and Have Gun Will Travel.
Good evening. My name's Wayne. Some of you may have seen me before. I hope so. I've been kicking around Hollywood a long time. I've made a lot of pictures out here. All kinds. And some of them have been westerns. And that's what I'm here to tell you about tonight, a western. A new television show called Gunsmoke. No, I'm not in it. I wish I were, though, because I think it's the best thing of its kind that's come along. And I hope you'll agree with me. It's honest, it's adult, it's realistic. When I first heard about the show Gunsmoke, I knew there was only one man to play in it. James Arness. He's a young fella and maybe new to some of you, but I've worked with him and I predict he'll be a big star. So you might as well get used to him like you've had to get used to me. And now I'm proud to present my friend Jim Arness in Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke, starring James Arness.
This is William Conrad. Well, tonight's the night for Gunsmoke on television. And one of Hollywood's biggest stars, John Wayne, will be on hand for the premiere. Be sure and watch Gunsmoke tonight over the CBS television network at 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Gunsmoke, brought to you by L&M Filters. This is it. L&M is best, stands out from all the rest. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Thank you.
Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely. What's that for, Chester?
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to make a noise, I guess. It's so blame quiet out here on the prairie.
Now, you've been mighty quiet yourself.
I guess I run plumb out of conversation back a couple hours ago. It ain't I'm unsociable, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, I know, Chester. It's been a long ride. Yeah, but we'll be in Dodge by dark.
Yes, sir. Just in time to go to bed.
You didn't have anything better to do, did you?
I guess not. Game of checkers with Doc, maybe. Oh, that man plays the doggondest, craziest game of checkers.
Hey, Chester. Mm. Over there.
What? For that smoke, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah.
Must be a grass fire, huh?
Was smoke that black?
Well, what is it then?
Isn't there a ranch over in that direction?
Well, now, yes, sir, there is. Not far, neither. Fellow's name's Claiborne, as I remember. Come here from Indiana about 4 years ago. Him and his wife did. Awful nice fella.
Come on, Chester.
Planted corn the first year, but it didn't turn out very well.
Come on, Chester. We better take a look.
Mr. Dillon, the house, barn, everything.
Yeah, there's not much left, is there?
What do you suppose could have happened?
Yeah, there's one thing for sure. It wasn't an accident.
Huh?
Look at the tracks, horses, all milling around.
Yes, sir, a lot of them. What I don't understand is where is Mr. Claiborne? Here's his house not hardly burnt to the ground yet.
Take a look over there, Chester.
Mr. Dillon.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he should have stayed in Indiana.
And his wife, too. And I didn't even know they had a little one, Mr. Dillon. Looks like they was trying for cover in that little creek bed there.
Well, we can only do one thing for him now. Maybe there's a shovel left back there.
Mr. Dillon, who could have did a thing like that?
That's plain enough, isn't it?
Yes, but I didn't hear no Indian trouble right now.
I didn't either.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah.
If them Indians were just here not very long ago, they couldn't have gone far.
That's right, Chester. They couldn't. All right, come on. Let's look for that shovel.
Poor old Mr. Claiborne. Look out there, Mr. Dillon.
What?
Planted corn again, and it's doing real well, too.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, Chester. Listen.
Horses. A lot of them.
Yeah.
You think it could be them Indians coming back?
That could be. Get the rifles and we'll try a run for the creek bed.
No, too late, Mr. Dillon. They're coming over the rise. Well, Mr. Dillon, it ain't Indians. It's the Bluecoats.
Yeah.
A patrol, a whole company of them. Oh, my, ain't they a welcome sight?
Yeah, come on. Let's go meet them.
This is it, L&M filters.
It stands out from all the rest.
Miracle tip, much more flavor.
L&M's got everything.
It's the best.
No other cigarette gives you L&M's assurance. Assurance that it is best. L&M's got everything. Superior filter, superior taste, superior filtration, because of L&M's superior filter. White, all white, pure white, the purest tip that ever touched your lips. Superior taste, because of L&M's superior tobaccos. Tasty, full of flavor, and light and mild. Buy L&M today, America's best filter tip cigarette.
This is it, L&M filters.
L&M's got everything.
It's the best.
What are you doing out here, Marshal?
We were riding in from Pawnee, and we saw the smoke, Lieutenant. We were a little too late.
So I see. Where are
over
they?
Over there. All three of them.
Mm-hmm. We're pretty close on their trail now. Maybe we can get them before they find another ranch.
Now, from the prints, I figured them for Kiowa. But I didn't know there was any trouble.
There isn't for the tribe. These are just renegades. Not more than 8 or 10 of them.
No.
Got all fired up and jumped the agency.
Fired up with cheap whiskey.
Maybe. But we can't be more than about half an hour behind them now. With luck, we'll get them before nightfall.
I sure hope so.
Marshal, we'll take over here for you. The horses need a few minutes' rest. Then we'll go on.
All right, Lieutenant. We'll head on into Dodge.
And keep your eyes open, Marshal, on the way.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
Dillon, it's a cussed crying shame. Them Indians can be as peaceful as anything, and then some ornery white man comes along and sells them some of that red eye, and they just go hog crazy.
Chester, an Indian's no different from anybody else with too much to drink. Now, the problem's deeper than that.
What do you mean?
Well, the Indians have lost a lot. They're a conquered people. That doesn't sit well with any man, Chester. There are times when it makes him mad.
Yes, sir, that's so. I guess maybe you can't blame him entirely.
Not entirely.
Sir. Well, see now. That's a pretty little valley. Hey, look, there's somebody down there.
Yeah, looks like settlers.
They do indeed with that Conestoga wagon. They built them a sod hut, too. Well, looks like we got neighbors we didn't know we had, Mr. Dillon.
Or maybe we're losing them before we get to know them.
Hmm?
They seem to be packing the wagon.
Maybe they heard about the Indians.
Yeah, that's likely. Well, come on, we'll ride down and say hello.
Oh.
Afternoon.
Oh. Howdy.
I'm Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal out of Dodge. This is Chester Proudfoot.
I'm Sam Fraser. This is my ma.
Hi.
This is my wife, Alice.
Hello.
How do you do?
This is Tad, my kid brother.
Pleased to meet you.
Hello.
We're headed for Dodge ourselves.
Looks like you got settled here.
Well, we ain't staying, Marshal. We're going on west.
Chasing rainbows, Marshal. Farm folks like us.
Now, ma.
Don't you now, ma, me, Sam Fraser. If your pa was still alive,
well,
he
ain't.
Really...
And it's up to me to do the deciding now. If you'll excuse me, Marshal, I'll get back to loading up.
Chester and I can give you a hand.
No, thanks. Tad and me will manage.
That's a real nice sod hut, Miss Fraser. It's kind of too bad to go off and leave it.
My husband built it, not him.
Now, Ma, Sam, help.
Huh. Marshal, what do you think of a son that goes against his father's wishes and him not hardly cold in his grave?
Ma, please.
3 days now, Marshal. He's buried right over there under that cottonwood.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
We He hadn't been here more than a week. Come all the way from Ohio, looking for a spot of good ground to till, looking for a home, Marshal. And he found it here.
It sure is a pretty little place.
Hmm? Sammo called it Pleasant Valley. Said he'd be grateful to settle here and spend his days. Only the Lord didn't leave him any days. Denied him, like Moses, come to the promised land.
It would make a nice homestead for you folks.
It would. But some folks has ideas.
Oh, my layoff.
Mr. Fraser.
What?
Look, I know this is none of my business, but... is there some reason why you want to give up this land and go on?
Reason enough.
It's because of me, Marshal.
Now, Alice, you ain't to blame.
Yes, I am. It's because Sam is worried about me, Marshal. No Indians would scare him off if it was just these folks, but it's me he's scared for. Me and the one coming.
And what better reason? You think I want my wife and my child living in danger of murdering savages?
Mr. Fraser, there's just a bunch of renegades. The cavalry will get them soon, and the danger will be over. And
who's to say what they'll do before the cavalry gets them? No, Marshal, my family's going to grow up in a safe place.
My ma born me in the middle of the Ohio woods, thick with Indians as fleas on a hound. We was made us Turner stuff in them days.
Maybe, but my wife ain't going to live like that. Now, come on, Tad, hand that up. We're losing time.
You going on west?
Aye, to California, he says. Might even look for gold instead of farming, he says.
Oh, my, I reckon most of that gold out there is already claimed. 20 years or more. Of course, you might have luck.
We can always find a piece of land.
Yeah, maybe you can, but nothing better than this.
Nothing half as good. This dirt's richer than molasses in the cook pot. If it was me,
well, it ain't. Now, hoist.
If I was just a few years old...
I said hoist.
You see how it is, Marshal.
Yes'm. Maybe he's right. California might work out fine. Only it's a long way, and with Miss Fraser expecting, it's going to be kind of a hard trip.
I know all that, Marshal. We'll stay in Dodge till the baby's born. It won't be long now, and then we'll go on.
I just want to say one thing, Mr. Fraser, as a lawman in this territory. We have some troubles now and then, sure, but it's not as bad as you think. And in a few years, it'll be as safe here as it is in, well, Ohio right now, or California. And it's going to be a prosperous country.
My mind's made up, Marshal.
Well, all right. We better help you get loaded then. See you safe into Dodge. The worst place to be right now is out on the open prairie.
All right. That's it. Now one more shove. Good. That should ride easy.
Well, that's the last. Oh.
All right, then, we're all ready. Might as well get started. It's getting late. You got them all hitched, Tad?
They're ready.
Where's Ma?
She's over by the cottonwood.
Oh. Crying, I suppose, to shame me.
Sam.
Well, tears don't do no good.
She ain't crying. She's just standing, staring. I tried to get her to come away, but she wouldn't.
Marshal, maybe if you was to talk to her. You know, a stranger.
All right. Well, sure, ma'am. Miss Fraser...
He's there, Marshal. Right there. We fixed up a cross.
Yes'm.
Maybe if you was to pass by this way again, you just take a look. See the marker still standing?
Well, sure I will, ma'am.
25 years, Marshal. And all I ever asked was to lie there beside him. It's a lonely place.
Mm-hmm. But it's no lonelier than any other, Miss Fraser. Why, in the springtime, this whole meadow's covered with a blanket of sunflowers. Prettiest you ever saw.
Thank you, Marshal. I can go now.
Ma, I'm sorry.
No need, boy. We all do what we have to do. You're no different. Just help me up.
Oh, here, Ma.
All right. Now let's get this girl into town. Her time's almost come.
Okay, Ma.
Hey!
All right, come on, Chester.
Yes, sir.
I want you to ride the point. Keep a good watch ahead and to the north, huh?
All right, sir.
I'll cut up to the top of that hill and take a look, and then I'll ride south flank. Cover that side and behind.
Mr. Dillon, it sure does seem a shame.
Wait a minute, Chester.
Oh, my gracious. Coming over the hill.
Yeah.
Them ain't blue coats.
No, they're not, Chester.
No other cigarette gives you L&M's assurance. Assurance that it is best. L&M gives you superior filtration because of its superior filter. Superior taste because of L&M's superior tobaccos. Yes, L&M tobaccos are tasty, full of flavor, and light and mild. And L&M's superior filter is the purest tip that ever touched your lips. It's white. All white. Truly the miracle tip, because when it's added to L&M's superior tobacco, it actually tones up the taste, actually improves your enjoyment of this great cigarette. No other cigarette gives you L&M's assurance, assurance that it is best. L&M's got everything. Superior taste, superior tobacco, superior filter. That's why it's America's best filter tip cigarette. Try L&M today.
Chester.
It's too far to hit him.
It'll let him know they got a fight.
Yes, sir. Now they've turned off.
I thought they would. All right, let's get back to the Frasers. Come on. Hurry it up. Let's get those women into the hut.
We're trying, Marshal, but Alice got shook up some with us going so fast.
Well, we'll carry her. Come on.
Be all right, Marshal.
Sure you will, ma'am. Hang on now. There we go.
Over here. Right here, Marshal. Put her down gently.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Alice.
Now, Sam, don't you worry. I'll be all right. You go on. Do what needs to be done. I'll be all right.
But Alice...
Go on, boy.
Come on, Sam. You got a rifle, Sam?
Yeah, Sharp's in the wagon.
Well, that'll give us three.
I ain't got one, Marshal, but I can load for you.
All right, son. There'll be plenty to do.
They're still up there, Mr. Dillon. Having a powwow, looks like.
You figure they'll rush us, Marshal?
No. They know we got rifles. There are only eight or nine of them, and the ground's too open. They'll either go on and leave us alone, or they'll wait till the sun goes down and come in the dusk.
And there's nothing to do but wait.
Well, we can use the time to unload part of the wagon. Just the things they'll need in there, though. Then we'll drive it off and cut the horses loose. We don't want them milling around in case of a fight.
Sam!
What, Ma?
Get water from the creek. Make a fire, quick.
Ma!
Don't stand there. You heard me. Get moving.
Yes, ma'am.
Relax, Fraser. She's gonna be all right.
Sure. Out here in nowhere with them up there. This is just what I was afraid of.
Well, plenty have been born this way. Now, you might have been yourself, you know.
I know, but... Tad, where are you going?
Down to the creek. Ma wants more water.
You better go with him, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I should have gone 2 days ago. I wanted her to have the best. Nothing but the best.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I talked about hunting gold in California.
You know something, Sam? A man can waste a lifetime looking for gold when it's right in front of his eyes.
Where?
You're looking at it. There's wealth here for a man, too.
Oh, I know it, Marshal. Tad!
Yeah, come on.
Tad!
He's all right, Mr. Dillon. Just a nick. One of them snuck up close, but I chased him off.
Oh, Tad.
I'm all right, Sam. Just crease my arm.
Well, it's bleeding.
We'll fix it when we get him back to the hut. Is it tight enough, son?
Oh, sure, Marshal. It's okay. How's Alice?
I don't know. Ma chased me away. I'm worried, Marshal.
And I'm more worried about those Indians. It's going to be dark soon.
Mr. Dillon, that patrol ought to be around here somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping they'd show up.
Well, they can't be far. They was on the trail. Maybe if I was to ride out...
Now, there's a better way, Chester. Signal them.
How?
Yeah, the sign they've been looking for and hoping not to see. Smoke.
You mean set the grass afire?
No, that'd smoke us out, too. No, the wagon.
Oh, but Marshal...
Yeah, I know, Fraser. It's like burning your bridges behind you, but it's the only thing we got.
All right. All right, we'll burn it.
It's almost out, but it sure sent up a lot of smoke while it lasted. You reckon the cavalry saw it, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, it's hard to say, Chester.
Well, if they did, I hope they're hurrying. Sun's most gone, all but the tops of the hills. This valley's getting mighty shadowy.
Yeah, we better sit in a circle. Each one watch his side.
Marshal, out there, was that...
What? No, just one of the horses, son, but you keep looking.
Marshal, listen.
Look, up there, it's the Bluecoats. They're here.
Oh, ain't that a welcome sight?
They're charging the Indians, running them off.
Marshal, we're going to be all right.
Yeah, Fraser. They'll get them now. Maybe if we...
Sam, get in here.
Alice.
Well, what are you staring at? Body'd think you'd never seen a strapping, healthy baby boy before.
Alice...
I'm all right, darling. We're both all right. I told you you didn't need to worry about us.
All right, now, you men folk, get on out of here. Go on, skedaddle.
Yes, ma'am.
You too, Sam Fraser.
Well, I declare.
Well, Sam, Chester and I'll be getting on in the Dodge. We sent a wagon out for you.
What? I reckon we won't be needing the wagon, Marshal.
Sam, you mean we're staying?
Well, we buried one here. And we born one here. And we shed Fraser blood in this dirt. And it is good dirt, Marshal. And it is a pleasant place.
Yes, it is.
You'll be welcome here any time. Both of you.
Thank you, Mr. Fraser. Welcome to Kansas.
And now our star, William Conrad.
Thank you, George. You know what I like about L&M's is they're mild and mighty easy on the draw. When you get right down to it, no filter stacks up with L&M's pure white miracle tip for quality or effectiveness. Darn good smoke. See for yourself. L&M stands out from all the rest. Remember, as I told you earlier, Gunsmoke goes on TV tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time over the CBS television network. So be sure and see Gunsmoke's TV premiere tonight.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The special music for Gunsmoke was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Bill James and Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were Vic Perrin, Helen Cleve, Eleanor Tannen, Sam Edwards, and John Daner. Parley Bear is Chester.
Smoking with a smile with Chesterfield. Smoother, cooler, milder Chesterfield. Put a smile in your smoking, just give them a try.
Chesterfield's best for you,
they satisfy.
If you want tomorrow's better cigarette today, next time you buy cigarettes, stop. Remember, only Chesterfield is made the modern way with Accuray. You'll notice how fresh and good Chesterfield's made with Accuray taste, how smooth they are, and how they satisfy. So buy Chesterfield today. Best for you. Listen to Gunsmoke again next week, transcribed for L&M Filters.
I know you men have accepted money to make trouble in this camp. Now listen. There's a broken jaw waiting for every one of you if you're not out of here by sundown.
Have gun. Will travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875, the Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
Mr. Paladin! Mr. Paladin!
Yes, over here, hey boy.
Oh, Mr. Paladin, a telegram come for you.
Oh, thank you. Listen to this, hey boy. Would you consider a job foreman, railroad construction crew? Need you, Willway, Nevada, urgent Alan Hurley.
Oh, this man make a joke, Mr. Paladin? Foreman, railroad construction crew?
Well, I know this Alan Hurley, hey boy. I don't think he means it as a joke. I don't believe this telegram exactly covers the situation.
Mr. Paladin, hey boy advise, do not accept offer.
Oh, why not?
A hey boy one time with members of Celestial Dragon Society work a railroad. Who? Very hard work. Foreman was very tough.
Oh, so you don't think I'm man enough for the job?
Well, you want to be like that, you go ahead. We don't pack gun. Pack a pick and shovel. You find out.
No, sir. No pick and shovel for me. If I'm the foreman, I'm the boss. You hear?
Boy, you're a tough boss.
You bet.
So you want to be tough boss. Telegram say urgent. So we go pack now?
Well, maybe there's time for another cognac and coffee. Please, hey boy.
Isa.
And listen, hey boy, let's make no mistake about packing the gun. I'm sure Alan Hurley doesn't want to hire me just on my merit as a construction crew foreman.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. And when constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years because chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently. Overnight.
Where the train stopped to let me off, there was a water tank, a corral, and a frame building with a big sign that said, Pat Casey Hauling. The one road that led from the railroad tracks was narrow, banked by sheer, rugged cliffs. I made the 99 miles to Willway in discomfort in a sort of combination freight and passenger mule-drawn coach. Obviously a Pat Casey enterprise. When we finally reached Willway, we pulled up in front of a saloon adjoining the freight yard, and I went in. There was one other customer in the place, an old gray-haired man who was having an argument with a bartender. I didn't get the gist of the words, but I saw the old man reach for his gun when suddenly a long bullwhip flicked out from the top of the stairway and snaked around the man's gun arm, jerking it upward and sending the bullet wild into the ceiling.
You know, I won't have that in my place.
It's robbery! That's what it is, robbery.
Take his gun, Vince. Now unwind the whip from his wrist. All right, Buster, what's your problem?
I got some ore. I got to get to the railroad. Yesterday, he said when I come in, I could have a mule train for $400. Today, he tells me $700.
$700? Vince told you that?
Yes, ma'am, he did.
Vince was mistaken. The train will cost you $1,000.
A thousand? I can't pay it.
Well, it's a shame. Well, you can always walk over the mountain.
You.
And here. Take your gun. You'll need it.
Well, you're not going to get away with this forever. You wait. Just you wait.
Now, what can I do for you, mister?
I just stopped in for a drink, That's quite a trick, that thing with the whip.
Yeah, I learned that for a vaudeville turn some years ago. It comes in handy. Vince, give the stranger a drink. I'll be up in my office. I'm busy. I don't want to be bothered unless it's important.
Sure, Casey.
Casey?
That's Pat Casey.
Pat Casey Hauling?
Yep.
Well, what do you know?
Pretty, ain't she? Ought to see her when she's got on one of them fancy dresses instead of them men's clothes.
Well, that old man in here, she was a little rough on him, wasn't she?
He ought to know. It don't pay to get Casey riled. Anybody's got a mind to do any freighting out of here has got to deal with Pat Casey. And it's easier when she ain't riled.
He got his ore this far, couldn't he use his own animals?
Casey owns the right-of-way. Do business with her, or, like she said, go over the mountain.
Quite a setup.
Quite a woman.
Which way is the King's Hotel?
Out the door and to your left.
Thanks. Hello, Hurley.
Oh,
Paladin, come in.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm glad you got here. Sit down, sit down.
Yeah, your wire said urgent.
Urgent? Minutes count, Paladin. We're working against a deadline so important that if we don't meet it, it means ruin.
Ruin?
Well, most of us citizens of Willway invested our whole future in the future of this town. Now, that was some time ago when we heard that the Central Pacific Railway was coming through here.
And instead they laid their tracks 99 miles away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at first we thought Willway was going to be another ghost town.
Yeah, it's a sad thing to see a town die.
Well, we weren't going to bury it without a fight. There was one chance to save it, a connection with the railroad. So we promoted our own line. We're laying a narrow gauge track that connects with the Central Pacific.
That's quite an undertaking.
Well, it's been a battle all the way. Now that the end is in sight, it looks like we might lose after all.
Why's that?
Well, we've got opposition. Tough opposition. One Pat Casey.
Pat Casey. I just had the pleasure.
Well, you'd be surprised how much weight that woman can throw around. She fought us on the franchise. She fought us on the financial backing. Now she's fighting us on construction.
Well, I can see her point. A railway will certainly cut into that lucrative little business she has set up.
Now, the track's been laid to just 12 miles outside of town. We've got 3 weeks to finish it or lose our franchise.
12 miles in 3 weeks? Well, you ought to be able to do that.
Oh, under ordinary circumstances, yes. But not the way we're going. One delay after another. Trouble among the men, trouble with the equipment, all kinds of trouble that consumes precious time.
Trouble instigated by Casey?
Yes. Now, we need your help. We've got to meet that deadline.
You expect me to fight a woman?
That's why I sent for you.
Hurley, look.
Paladin, I'll lay odds you never had a craftier adversary.
Seems to me you have picked pretty rough country for your railroad.
Took our engineer and a party of surveyors exactly a year to lay out a route through here.
This, runs parallel to Casey's right away?
Just 5 miles east. Oh, there's the construction camp down there.
Listen, when I meet the men, you'll introduce me as the new foreman. Is that right?
Yes. Figured that'd be the way you could really keep your eye on what's going on.
I'm hardly qualified to boss a construction crew.
Well, the engineer will help you on any technical points. All you have to do is be tough.
Tough?
That seems to be it. Found out our last foreman was being paid off by Casey.
I guess her money is buying all your trouble.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, oh. Oh. Hey, what's going on down there?
That's the mess tent.
Sounds like a riot. Come on.
Yeah.
Ripping the place to pieces.
I leave it to me. I'm the foreman, remember? Come on.
All right. Quiet.
You hear me? I said quiet. Now, what's going on here? Answer me. What's the meaning of this?
We ain't eating this slop. That's what we want to do.
Meal time is over anyway. Get back on the job.
Well, just who are you giving them orders?
I'm bossing this outfit. Now get back on the job. You hear?
Yeah, I hear you, mister. But I don't like the sound of you.
You want to do something about it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't. Next. All right. Anyone next? I know this man on the ground here was accepting money to make trouble in this camp. Now, you listen to me. There's a broken jaw waiting for every one of you on that payroll, every one of you taking that dirty money, if you're not out of camp by sundown.
You really scared them.
Getting tough didn't seem to help the cause any, did it?
Out of 30 men, we've got 2 left.
Well, those men wouldn't have done you any good. If Casey was paying him off to see that the road was never completed, it's a cinch she'd get her money's worth.
Yeah, she's managed to accomplish her purpose anyway.
What do you mean?
I mean we've been defeated, Paladin. By the time we have left, we'll never be able to get another crew to get it.
You mean there's no place around here you can line up some men willing to work?
Oh, we tried. These fellows we had all came from out of the state.
Early, exactly how much remains to be done?
Well, we blasted the cuts and laid in the culverts and put up the trestle work. All we need now are men who can swing a pick and shovel and lay down 12 mile of track.
Wait. A pick and shovel? Oh, wait a minute.
What?
I think I can get you a crew, Hurley. Let's get back to town. I want to send a telegram. Billy. This is King Chang, otherwise known as Hay Boy. Those gentlemen lined up back there, the members of the Celestial Dragon Society, all ready to go to work.
Well, I certainly want to thank you, Hay Boy, you and your friends, for coming to our rescue.
Oh, Hay Boy, tell members of Celestial Dragon Society, hard work, tough boss. Wally Sam, telegram say, Misa Paladin need help. You better go.
What did you tell the Carlton Hotel, Hay Boy?
Oh, I tell her, Carlton Hotel, Hay Boy, Moscow, have uncle in Salinas, very sick.
Oh, no. Hey, boy, you didn't use that old story about your sick uncle in Salinas again.
Boy, he's always worked.
Hey, boy, we have less than 2 weeks now to lay 12 miles of track. Do you think you can do it?
Oh, sure. Don't you worry, Mr. Holly.
All right, hey, boy, the ties are stacked up by the railhead back there. The rails are on the flat car.
Well, I want you to know those ties are worth their weight in gold. We had to scout around sawmills as far away as Wyoming to get those.
Hey, boy, get the boys lined up with picks and shovels. We'll get to work.
Excuse, please, but I look like maybe better do something quick. Look like a smoke come from where ties are stacked.
Oh, hey, he's right. They're on fire.
Helen, the fire is no accident. If those go up, we're finished.
Come on. Get the water buckets. Hey, boy, get the boys lined up to fight fire.
Hello, Paladin. Come on in.
Why the long face, Hurley?
Well, because we're licked. You know it. A week and a day to go.
Boys have been cutting ties in that stand of trees
up
the canyon.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. It's a good try, Paladin.
Hurley, you'd be surprised at what they've accomplished. I talked to your chief engineer. He figures that with what we've managed to save from the fire, we've got enough to finish the job.
He still thinks it can be done in time?
Well, providing we can haul those ties down from the canyon immediately, but we'll need every mule in the county.
Oh, well, you know who has all the mules in the county.
Yeah. And I'm going to make a deal to hire them.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Maybe. But it's worth a try.
And now, here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Charlie, where have you been?
Well, it's a long story, Bergen. Remember, you said you wanted the car lubricated.
I said I wanted a Guardian maintenance lubrication. Like all Chevrolets, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, Buicks, Cadillacs, and Chevy and GMC trucks, our car deserves the best of service. And that means Guardian maintenance at our dealer service department.
Yes, well, I drove our car to our dealers without an accident.
Oh?
Most of the way.
Charlie, where's the car now?
It's on Main Street between 4th and 5th.
Is it closer to 4th or 5th?
It's all the way from 4th to 5th.
All right, young man, you're going to get it now.
I'm only kidding, Bergen. It's just a scratched fender. Our dealer's GM trained mechanics have already got it looking like new again. It's part of their quality appearance service. Shall I still meet you in the woodshed?
You drove the car without permission. It's the woodshed. And I'll see you there as soon as I phone the dealer.
Well, take your time. If you're not there in 10 minutes, I'll start without you.
Hello, Vince.
Oh, hello.
Pat Casey in.
Upstairs in her office. You want a drink?
Later.
Hey, you can't go up there.
You want a bet?
Yeah? Hey, what's the idea?
Well, Vince was right.
He was?
He told me I should see you in a fancy dress sometime, instead of those boys' clothes. Lovely.
Mister, I know how I look in a dress. I also know you're with that railroad outfit. Now, what do you want?
Yeah. I want to hire your mules.
It'll cost you.
We'll pay.
When do you want them?
Hmm?
I said, when do you want them?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I was expecting a fight. Does this mean you've come to realize how important the railroad is to Willway?
I'm not interested in anything that isn't important to Pat Casey.
But why the change of heart?
I can relax now. The country will take over. Have you looked at the sky?
No.
I know this country, mister. It fights back. I know it's going to rain. I know it's going to rain hard. I know it might even flood in those mountains. You'll never get those tracks laid in time, even if you have my mules.
We'll take the chance.
You fight hard.
You do, too.
Mine's a dedicated fight.
It has to be.
I swore I'd wipe the name of this town off the map, and I've just about got it done.
Why so bitter?
I was with a show troupe. My partner and I got stranded in this town. He was a sweet guy. The town wasn't very nice to us. We were used to that. But my partner was sick. Maybe if the town had been a little nicer, he'd be alive. I haven't the least idea why I told you that. I don't think a person in Woolway remembers.
I'm glad you did tell me.
All right. You can pick up the mules when the money's on the line. Now I'm busy.
Ah, over here, hey boy.
Oh, Mr. Paladin. Boys pound spikes in the last piece of track, but still 3 miles to go.
Yeah, I know, hey boy. That track ought to be here any minute now. It was on a siding at the other end of our line. I saw it.
But, Mr. Paladin, time's short.
Yeah, I realize that. Midnight tonight.
Oh, somebody come.
Probably Hurley. Well, he'll know just when the track will get here.
Paladin?
What about the track, Hurley?
It won't get here.
What do you mean?
A flat car was derailed 8 miles up the way by a flood. The rails are buried in a wash, and there's no possible way to get them out in time.
You mean this beats us with only 3 miles to go?
How do you like that? At midnight tonight, because of those 3 miles, we lose our franchise.
Oh, my, must do something.
Hurley,
Hurley,
how does that contract read?
Well, we agreed to have track laid from the Central Pacific lines to the city limits in a specified time.
And we're just 3 miles short of the city limits?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
All right. You know about the mountain coming to Muhammad, don't you?
What are you talking about?
Can you call a special meeting of the Woolway City Council?
What, now?
Yes, it's an emergency.
Why?
In view of the potential growth of Woolway, I think we should point out to the city council that they should be far-sighted enough to allow room for that growth by extending the city limits 3 miles. Before midnight tonight.
Oh, Paladin. Paladin, that sheer genius.
Oh, Mr. Paladin, you's head, huh?
Well, hey, boy, it usually figures that you can get further that way than by being tough. Come on, let's go. Beat that deadline.
Well, this is a big day for our town.
Pretty exciting.
Oh, just about time. Train go.
Wait for me! Hold that thing!
Hey!
Wait!
That's Pat Casey.
Mister, hold this back, will you? While I climb on that thing.
Yeah, of course. Here. You're leaving Woolway, Casey?
Yeah, had enough. Stay too long as it is.
Here, allow me up.
Thanks.
There you are.
Just put the bag down there. I understand you're from Frisco.
Yeah.
I may get out that way sometime. I'll look you up.
Yeah. Paladin. Carlton Hotel.
I'll remember. So long.
Good luck, Casey.
Thanks.
I've been working on the railroad all long day. I've been working on the...
Well, hello, Miss Wong.
Oh, Missy Wong.
Oh, Missy Wong, so glad to see you home again.
We're glad to be home again.
Oh, Missy Wong, look. Hey boy's hand. He got his blisters.
Oh, poor hey boy.
Oh, hey boy, dig. Hey boy, swing a pick. Hey, boy, work all a live long day.
Hey, boy, you and the boys did a fine job. Here. Come on in my room and sit down for a minute before you report into the hotel.
Oh, no, no. Hey, boy, better go say ready to start back to work. And, hey, boy, so glad to be home. Never going to leave Carlton Hotel again.
Oh, hey, boy. Have to leave right away.
He has to leave?
Have to leave. Ho Chang.
Ho Chang?
Hey, boy's uncle in Salinas. He's very sick.
Huh?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Miss Wong, you mean Hey Boy really has an uncle in Salinas?
Oh, Isa. He's sick. Hey Boy must go.
Well, Hey, boy. This is like the boy who hollered wolf.
Yes, sir. When you hear boy holler uncle.
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice-cold Pepsi-Cola. And because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
It's perfect for parties or picnics, so serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but...
This is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice-cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Singing still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi, drink light, refreshing Pepsi, stay young and fair and debonair, be sociable, have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Paris and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hayboy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun, Will Travel by Ann Dowd. Featured in the cast were Gene Bates, Tim Graham, Charlie Lung, and Lawrence Dobkin. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel.